Hey guys, it's Frankie D from The Real Radio Show. Don't go anywhere because The Real Radio Show is coming up next with my celebrity guest, part two, with my friend Brian Head Welsh of Korn and Love and Death, indie recording artist Cassius K, J-Rad, so much more, right here on The Real Radio Show.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D on AM 970, The Answer.
The Real Radio Show is brought to you by WildChildTattoo.com, SilverVapors.com, the alternative way to smoke. Stay active, drink smarter, with Hustle Harder Water. EncryptedHydrographics.com, we make all of your ideas come to life. Check out all the new 2014 models at AtlanticHonda.com.
Here he comes! Attention, everyone!
Just make sure you listen up good to exactly everything he says and do whatever he tells you.
Do you want to talk?
All right, that does it! It's time to bring out the big guy.
The biggest of them all.
The greatest radio talk show host ever.
In 3, 2, 1...
Get ready to heat it up with The Real Radio Show. Radio will never be the same. Web streaming on TheRealRadioShow.com.
This is AJ Barrow from Twisted Sister. You are listening to The Real Radio. You better be listening to The Real Radio. Otherwise, I'm going to kick your ass.
Hi, this is Chubby Checker, and you're listening to The Real Radio Show.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
It's just a funny show. It makes me laugh.
Is the show dating?
Why don't you join us? You might learn something.
Don't miss this, folks.
It's like the most hilarious show ever.
The excitement never stops.
Frankie D.
And Henry K.
And Mark Mendoza.
And Chrissy the Car Girl.
And you're listening to The Real Radio Show on AM 970, The Answer, and iHeartRadio. And happy Saturday night to all the youths out there.
Oh, God.
A youth.
It's a youth. Chrissy, oh, what the hell are you smoking? Is that one of those, like, those vapor things?
It's a vapor. It's purple.
It's a purple thing.
It's purple.
It's a purple electronic cigarette.
It's pina colada. It's not even really a cigarette. It's vapor, but it's flavored vapor.
It's purple. E-vaporizer.
It's very, very delicious. I'm trying not to smoke cigarettes.
And that's helping, really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and it's great. It tastes good, and people like it. I smoke it at work in my office, and everyone's like, I smell coconut.
Less filling. Like, tastes great.
So what kind of flavors they actually have? I mean, we're doing the intro, and I see her smoking.
Let me bring my friend Tina up.
Yeah, I believe.
Yes,
SilverVapors.com.
SilverVapors.com.
All right, cool.
Because Tina introduced me to the product.
All right, Tina, come over here. You can share my mic over here. All right, because I'm the type of guy, I share my mic with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross.
You don't want to go near
Oh, shut up, Mendoza. I know
that
was
going to... You don't want to go near that mic.
All right, so we're going to do a sponsor spotlight because Silver Vapors, duh, is our sponsor. And this is a good segue to give our sponsors a little bit of a spotlight because, you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be on the air.
Exactly.
So we want to thank our sponsors, including Silver Vapors, for being here. So, Tina, tell us about... I mean, I smell coconut. I smell this one over here.
This gentleman over here
smoking coconut.
There's Red Bull too.
Yeah. All right. So let's get the lowdown and the mechanics behind this because this is really cool. Because I never seen electronic cigarette like this. This is like
This is the real deal. This is bad. I've bought the Logic thing and like the
crap.
The ones from 7-Eleven.
Crap.
No, horrible.
No
this
good.
Is great and it lasts long. There's a battery. She could explain it.
Okay. Well, Tina, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now tell us about this this new electronic cigarette that has this kick to it. It smells really good. I mean, I know some of the electronic cigarettes out there, they, you know, when you smell them, they smell like crap. What's the difference between this and all the other, you know, washed up ones out there?
Well, first off, we make all of our liquids ourselves, so we know exactly what's in them, and we only make sure that all of our ingredients are USP grade, so that really helps with everything, and we make sure there's no bad smell because we're constantly using them too. So that pretty much makes a lot of sense right there.
Okay, so USP grade, what does that mean?
Pretty much, it's like pharmaceutical grade.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's just the real deal. It's no, you know, harsh chemicals or any crap like that.
Just get you
no
good and high.
No diethylene glycol.
Doesn't get you high.
No. Yeah, it's pharmaceutical.
Oh, I got a joke. You know what? You know what? You've been hanging out with Henry too much. Your jokes are just as good as his.
Pharmaceutical.
I'm not talking to you right now, Mendoza. Thank you.
You don't have a choice.
So, yeah. Also, they are used as e-hookahs, like how Chrissy uses. That pretty much means that there's no nicotine in the actual liquid that you use inside of the e-cig anyway.
You want to say something about it, Mendoza?
Yours looks bigger than mine.
This one's pink.
It's a little different.
That one's
pink. It's not purple.
So Mendoza has a pink one. Yeah, that goes good with you. This has been helping people stop smoking, or I know it's cutting down, like a lot of people I know who smoke are trying to find a healthier way to smoke because regular cigarettes will just kill you. And actually, I've seen this on the doctors. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, can you just continue to smoke this, or is it you have to quit this too?
You would have to. It's all up to you, though. We're not like a 12-step program.
What's in it? Is it addicting?
Only the nicotine is.
There's nicotine in it.
Yes, unless you opt for the zero nicotine.
So, in other words, there's zero nicotine. So, if you still have, like, the mechanics of having a cigarette in your...
Right.
So Henry, you want to elaborate that?
Yes,
Henry,
you used to smoke, right?
Yeah, I had an electronic cigarette. I've used electronic cigarettes. So,
I have an electronic girlfriend.
Bottom line is, you can get it with zero nicotine, okay? And you can continue to smoke it, and it's not addictive. It's just
the mechanics behind it.
I'm sorry. I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Basically, for a smoker, there's not just the nicotine problem. There's the hand-to-mouth thing.
Yeah, like you always want to have something in your mouth.
Oh, man.
Honestly, a serious question. What exactly is in here? I see this liquid. What's in it?
That is e-liquid that we actually make ourselves.
Okay. So you don't add water to it? It just comes as a formula?
It's a formula that we came up with. It's propylene glycol vegetable glycerin, which you can find in everything and anything. If you've ever taken an Advil, you've had both of those.
Right, of course.
And then just the flavoring.
I live on that stuff.
Well, you know, this is great education by Tina from silvervapors.com. So check out the website.
I hope you guys are paying attention because we're going to test you in a few minutes.
That's right. All you guys are here, all the youths that are on the show tonight, we're going to have a test on this later on.
I like to practice blowing my O's with this.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, but I do enjoy your show.
You have been an incredible inspiration.
You're kicking ass and taking names, and I love it.
You gotta get out of my head.
All right, coming up on the show, my celebrity guest, part two of Brian Head Welch of Korn, indie recording artist Cassius Kay, and J-Rad, and so much more, right here on The Real Radio Show.
My Thea Mary, she's kind of like my grandma. She likes to sign off like it's a letter. Okay, well, I love you. Call me later. Thea Mary. She's precious. She doesn't understand that you could be on your cell phone and not be at home. She doesn't get that. Because, like, one time I called her and I surprised her. I pulled up to her house. She's like, oh, somebody's pulling in the yard.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by WildChildTattoo.com. SilverVapors.com, the alternative way to smoke. Stay active, drink smarter with Hustle Harder Water. EncryptedHydrographics.com, we make all of your ideas come to life. Check out all the new 2014 models at AtlanticHonda.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Mark Mendoza from Twisted Sister and The Real Radio Show. Check out the new track, Chains, from the band Traffic Moving Well, now on iTunes.
Frankie D.
And Mark Mendoza.
And Chrissy the Car Girl.
And we are here to tell you about iLuminate from America's Got Talent. Hit it.
iLuminate wowed the nation on America's Got Talent. Now iLuminate is coming to New York with Artist of Light, an electrifying story told through music, dance, and technology. For tickets, visit telecharge.com today.
Hey, this is Mark Mendoza from The Real Radio Show and, of course, Twisted Sister. And I'm talking about Encrypted Hydrographics. It's where you can let your mind go wild and make your ideas come to life. Hydrographics is a method of applying printed designs to three-dimensional objects using water transfer. And you can see it all. EncryptedHydrographics.com or call 516-333-5625.
All right, when you're looking for a tattoo, trust a real tattoo artist. Check out the master tattoo artist of wildchildtattoo.com. They have everything from body piercing, tattooing, and so much more. And actually, a lot of rock stars go to Wild Child Tattoo. That's right. We'll go see my man D down there. Billy is great. I mean, they're great artists. Check out wildchildtattoo.com. There's one in Merrick, there's one in Florida. So for more information, again, go to wildchildtattoo.com. Trust a real professional, the master tattoo artist of wildchildtattoo.com.
We are online.
You now on the internet.
The World Wide Web.
Okay, what's the address?
Check us out by going to therealradioshow.com.
970
and iHeart Radio. Hey guys, it's Frankie D from The Real Radio Show. Check out New York's own J-Rad with their new hit single, Falling Apart, now on iTunes.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D, Saturday nights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Brian Headwelt from Korn and Love and Death. And you're listening to Frankie D on The Real Radio Show.
Who the hell are you guys?
And QID.
970.
Rolls off the tongue nicely, doesn't it?
All right, we're back on The Real Radio Show. Check us out by going to therealradioshow.com. Ah, freaking annoying. Streaming on iHeartRadio. All these interruptions on the show tonight. I tell you. That was disgusting, Mendoza. That was really... Was that necessary?
Yeah, it was. It had to come out, man. Goes with the territory.
What's with you today?
Nothing.
You're like a little kid.
You drank
a
coffee.
Burp. You got to pass gas on the show.
I didn't test any gas.
Oh, not yet?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. And what's up, Cassius? Come on, man. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
What's good? What's good, man? My good friend of mine named Jolynn back in Houston, she wanted to shout you out because she's like, she sang at the Hellfest.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. She just wanted to shout you out from Houston, Texas, man. She sent much love down here.
Well,
man.
Then consider it shouted out, then.
Yeah. She's shouting it out to you.
That's what I said. Consider it shouted out.
Man. All right. Good, man. You're good, Mendoza. You've been hanging out with the brothers a lot. All right. All right, so what's going on, man? What's happening with you?
You know, I'm out. I'm on my little tour right now. I'm promoting my single "Watch," produced by HD, produced over in Germany. My single right now is hot in the UK, Australia, and Canada right now. You know, so I'm doing my thing. I just started rapping in January. I was playing ball before that. So you know, right now, you know, I'm establishing myself as an artist. You know, trying to build my brand, build myself up. You know.
How long you been doing this?
Since January 2013, because I was playing like arena ball before that, and you know, my left knee got low on knee cartilage, so so you know, I had to, you know, find my other avenue. But my mom is an opera singer, my grandmother played the piano, RRP, and my dad is an awesome trumpet player, so the music just, you know, is in
the family.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Wild Child Tattoo in Merrick, Long Island, going out around the world.
Uh-huh.
Show some love from Houston, Texas, for Mr. Cassius Kane.
Yeah.
We're about to do it with this one. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. can't give up now.
When your life goes wrong and the battle beats you down,
you gotta get back up and
know there's another round.
I'm trying to tell you,
you can't give up.
No,
now
I'm not gonna give up. This is what I'm here for. Only one gon' stop me is the person in the mirror. I'ma keep it spiritual. Blessings over miracles, and Christ got my back, and the Bible make it clearer. And I'm here to let you know, life can be a Peter roll. You could take a L or be a body with an empty soul. One bad trust can have you locked down in the hole, but life can make you do some crazy things when you in the hole. But don't take the stupid route, you can make it through the drought. Sometimes life a fight, but you can't let you quit the bout. So put your mouthpiece in your mouth and know the haters in the house, and watch the blow come from the east, west, north, and dirty south. And know that you a soldier. The world gon' get colder. If God throw you in the battle, he behind your shoulder. And life gon' knock you down in a fight like it's supposed. But get back up and take a breath and know that it ain't over.
When your life goes wrong and the battle beats you down,
you gotta get back up and
know there's another round.
I'm trying to tell you,
you can't give up. When your life goes wrong and the battle beats you down,
you gotta get back up. Off, but life can teach you how to be a champ when you take a loss in the ocean full of sharks. And you looking like the bait where anger turn to fear. I know it makes it hard to find your faith, but take another breath and pray. The battle ain't about to stop. Get older, get old, but don't you dare throw in the towel. The fight ain't camouflage. You see the punches coming hard. Or you gonna be a man, or you gonna live like a running ball. Some folks wanna see you go, or be a man without a glow. Some folks wanna see your life flush like a urinal, or have your early funeral, or be a prison numero, boxed in with no hope. Bars around your cubicle, but y'all don't really hear me though. Most may not feel my flow, but it's okay. Still on the PAG on the road. I'm just trying to help a soul and tell you how the battle go. Life can really be a fight, but I'm just here to let you know.
When your life goes wrong and the battle beats you down,
you gotta get back up and
know there's another round.
I'm trying to tell you,
you can't give up.
When your life goes
wrong and the battle beats you down,
you gotta get back up and
know.
In the face.
You gotta get back up.
Get up.
Even though it's gonna be tough.
It's gonna be tough.
You gotta push yourself.
Part two with our interview with Brian Head Welch of Korn and Love and Death, right here on The Real Radio Show.
I could talk to you for hours, man, because there's so much to know about you and the things that you've been through. And I applaud you. I have so much respect for you. I can't even put it into words, man. And I am glad that you're alive. I'm glad that you're healed, because it was breaking my heart. Personally, you know, radio guys don't express their emotions. Bull crap, I do. I was feeling your pain because I was a cutter at one time. I was a cutter for about 26 years. You know, yeah, so I went through my trials and tribulations, and I related to you a lot, and your music got me through a lot of crap, you know, back in the day, yeah, you know, so I want to thank you personally for that, man, you know, and being here with you right now is a big honor, man. And I want to talk about the new hit single. I'm calling it a hit single. I don't give a crap what any other media says about it, because it is it.
Number one.
It's called Meltdown, and by Love and Death, of course. Tell me about Meltdown, because when you see the video, you guys are like in a classroom serving kids, you know, like punch and pizza. Is it like a frustration thing with the new generation? Is that what it is? Is that what you're trying to come out and say to the world what Meltdown's about?
I'm sorry, it's just not deep. But this is what happened. Like, all the paralyzed, it was deep, and you see it and you can feel the pain. And then we did Chemicals, same type of thing, but we were like, well, do we want to do another, like, just serious video like that? So we just wanted to do something fun. So I was thinking, hey, let's film it at Chuck E. Cheese. We can have all these kids driving us crazy. There was really nothing deep about it. It was just like, let's have some fun. And that's what we did that day. And the song's heavy hit, man. I think it should get played on radio, but You know, when you're in a band as big as Korn, and you try to get a side band on the radio, they're like, hey, well, he's already on the radio. And so they kind of fight you, you know, but it's number one in my heart.
Well, Brian, I'm going to give you my word. I'm going to promote the hell out of this on the Real Radio Show on AM 970, The Answer, Talk Radio New York, and also on iHeartRadio because we stream on iHeartRadio. And, again, I'm a huge fan, and I love the project. So are you guys going to follow up on a tour with Love and Death?
Yes, we are hitting the road, actually, with no other than Korn. Yeah, none other than Korn, I should say. Korn, we're opening the show before Asking Alexandra. We start tomorrow in Philly.
That's pretty wild.
Dude, we're doing it. Phil did it last year with his band, so when Korn called me, I was like, dude, you know, if this is meant to be, like, I don't know if I can, though, because I got this other band, just signed a record deal, and they're like, bring them with us.
So is any shout-outs you want to make out there to anybody? You know, your daughter, your family, friends, guys from Korn?
I want to give a shout-out to my man's toe. I guess he stubbed it in the...
Wayne, our videographer. They're painted. Actually, he's got smiley faces on them.
Oh, my gosh. Wayne? It's Wayne, right? Wayne, we're just going to pray. Lord, I just lift up Wayne to you. Help him, Lord. Help him. He paints his toe. Hey. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's Maybelline. Yeah, we're just busting balls here. It's all good. But
what do you want to say?
Nothing. No. I love y'all. Thank you for inviting me back, man. All the fans have just been crazy, and they're so happy to see me back. And I'm just like, whoa. I didn't know if they'd even cared anymore. They're just, you know, I thought I was the guy that ruined the band or tried to ruin the band and, you know, the Jesus freak or whatever. But they're like, man. They read my book and they knew that I was in deep trouble, and they're just happy that I made it out alive, you know. So
I want to give y'all. I want to give a shout out to Jonathan Thomas Davis. Oh my
god. Jonathan Thomas of Korn.
Wait, Jonathan Davis. Sorry.
Jonathan Thomas of Matchbox 20. No.
He's going to kick my ass if he sees this.
That's great. It's funny.
All right. So
that is awesome. I want to give it up for AM 980. The question. Right here on AM 980, the question. The answer.
Question.
I know, I did on purpose.
Driving me mad. Before
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, everybody, this is Mark Mendoza from Twisted Sister and The Real Radio Show. Check out the new track, Chains, from the band Traffic Moving Well, now on iTunes.
Frankie D.
And Mark Mendoza.
And Chrissy the Car Girl.
And we are here to tell you about iLluminate from America's Got Talent. Hit it.
iLluminate wowed the nation on America's Got Talent. Now iLluminate is coming to New York with Artist of Light, an electrifying story told through music, dance, and technology. For tickets, visit telecharge.com today.
Hey, this is Mark Mendoza from The Real Radio Show and, of course, Twisted Sister. And I'm talking about Encrypted Hydrographics. It's where you can let your mind go wild and make your ideas come to life. Hydrographics is a method of applying printed designs to three-dimensional objects using water transfer. And you can see it all. EncryptedHydrographics.com or call 516-333-5625.
Listen to The Real Radio Show on the go on your mobile phone on AM 970 The Answer, streaming on iHeartRadio. All right, when you're looking for a tattoo, trust a real tattoo artist. Check out the master tattoo artist of WildChildTattoo.com. They have everything from body piercing, tattooing, and so much more. And actually, a lot of rock stars go to Wild Child Tattoo. That's right. I'm going to go see my man D down there. Billy is great. I mean, they're great artists. Check out WildChildTattoo.com. There's one in Merrick. There's one in Florida. So for more information, again, go to WildChildTattoo.com. Trust a real professional. The master tattoo artist of WildChildTattoo.com.
We are online.
You now on the internet.
The World Wide Web.
Okay, what's the address?
Check us out by going to
TheRealRadioShow.com.
970.
And iHeartRadio. Coming up, J-Rad. Right here on The Real Radio Show. Hey guys, it's Frankie D from The Real Radio Show. Check out New York's own J-Rad with their new hit single, Falling Apart, now on iTunes.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D, Saturday nights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
We're back, everyone!
And now, back to business.
The show must go on.
And I must warn you, this is not for the squeamish.
All right, we're back on The Real Radio Show. Check us out by going to TheRealRadioShow.com and streaming on iHeartRadio. And in the studio right now is one of my favorite bands in the freaking world, next to Love and Death and Korn and all that stuff. But these guys are unbelievable. And I'm glad they're here, man. They're good friends with you.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Mine, Twisted, you know, the whole bit.
Yeah.
One of our favorite bands that have ever played with us. J-Rad, yeah.
J-Rad. In the studio, J-Rad. What's up, Gino?
What's happening, my brother?
What's up, Ross? Ross is over there in the corner.
Peace. With Russell.
Russell. Right. I call him Ross, you know, R-U-S-S. I call him Ross. Am I saying it right?
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, he's been called Ross, a lot
Ross,
worse.
Ross. At least you didn't call me what's his name.
Right. Which is well, first of all, there was like Sybil, so I couldn't hear a freaking word that Gino was trying to say. Because when Gino talks, everybody must listen because he's very intelligent, like me.
Pretty much.
yeah, that's what he wants to be equated with.
All right. So anyway, so I call Ross. Ross, right?
Absolutely, and I'll take the intelligent compliment.
Okay.
No,
because you're smart, right?
Yeah, well, whatever you want to call
smart.
It.
You're smart. You know stuff.
Whatever you want to call that. Smart. Ross. Yes.
All right, and we got the Bobbsey twins next to Bobbsey twins.
Well, really, they're not twins, though, you know.
I know, but they're brothers. They're Bobbsey twins. Next to Chrissy, we have Mo Sticky over here.
They're light for brothers.
Okay.
A little light for brothers.
What do you mean light for? Oh, that was a joke. That was a joke. That was very funny, Henry.
Hello.
All right.
Giving me the mic that doesn't work.
No, I'm sorry, you know.
Trying to say.
Technical difficulties. Please stand by. So, Chrissy, who is next to you over there? The fine young gentleman.
The fine man with the long hair. You had your hair down last time, and now it's back. Why?
Laziness.
I feel you.
All right, so, Mo Sticky, that's your brother over here?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your brother's name?
Jared,
okay.
Well, Mo Sticky and Jared.
A.K.A. Charisma.
Where the hell you guys come up with these freaking names? How come we can't be normal like Ross and Gino? Mo Sticky.
Ross?
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Russ.
Russ, Ross, same crap.
Well, Mo Sticky and less sticky.
Yeah, exactly.
That was actually pretty good. Mo Sticky and less.
Gino, how you put up with the Bobbsey twins here?
I have no idea, I gotta be honest.
I think it's the other way around, how they put up with him.
Yeah, that's probably that sounds right better, actually.
How do you guys put up with Gino?
Be nice. Be nice.
You have to take them day by day.
Wait, hold on. We got Sybil right. Going on. Everybody shut the hell up except Mo Sticky and Jordan over here.
Those are the same person.
Yeah, I know.
Mo Sticky is Jordan.
I know, but you know, you guys are driving me freaking
Mo
crazy.
Sticky and less sticky.
I don't know half my name half the time. Don't worry about it.
Half
all right.
The name?
Yeah, half the name, right. How do you put up with Gino?
With a lot of patience.
Come on. We got Ross over here. Yeah, patience for me.
I don't know how I became
believe
Ross.
Believe it or not, they're both
who's Ross?
Easy to put up with.
Frankie D. Wait. First of all,
Ross
it's
Ross.
I know, it's Russ, but to me, it's Ross. Russ and Ross is the same crap.
No.
Russ, you can't remember Russ.
No, I can remember Russ.
Why don't you come up with a name for him? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Russ.
Russ.
It's the same thing. Freaking thing.
It's terrestrial radio, so
listen,
keep it clean.
Ross, R-O-S-S, and Ross, R-U-S-S. Ross, it's the same thing.
No, you're wrong. How would you like if someone called you a freaky?
Well, it's been done in other words, too, so...
Not even freaky, but freaky.
Freaky, yeah.
Freaky.
Yeah,
I get different names all the time. I hate it.
It's freaky freaking D.
Go ahead.
Can you remember Zudo?
Yes.
Right, so that's Zudo.
Mr. Zulo?
Zulo?
Zudo.
Not Zulo, you stupid...
Zulo.
You're so stupid.
Forget about it.
Zulo.
Yeah.
What kind of freaking...
Now we're starting to get like the Jerky Boys. It's Frank Zudo.
No, I could say Russ.
Okay.
Yeah, I could say Russ.
I bet you won't get it right the next time.
I bet you're right. Okay.
All right, then. Let's talk to the J-Rad Boys. Let's see what they're doing.
All right. So, first of all, you want to go to the brothers first over here?
The brothers.
Yeah, I like to call them
Sticky
and Stacky.
I just want to
say, because I was telling them before, the first time they were on the show, I'd never seen them perform before, and they didn't get to do it that day.
Right.
But then when I saw them at the show, I was like, damn.
Yeah, the Real Radio Show Live.
These boys can rock, and they look good on stage. They do look good on stage.
They
Even
are.
With the long, flowing hair, love it.
Awesome musicians and, you know, great songwriters. And, you know, I tell you, they really, you
and
know,
this
put
one
a
with
lot.
The voice over here.
Gino's got a very powerful, crazy-ass voice.
Thank you.
It was just very entertaining.
Very cool.
Like, I was
it's about.
Definitely
entertainment.
Intrigued by it.
Absolutely. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did.
And they're not bad-looking guys either, too.
No, not at all.
You know?
See, I'm not going to lie. I like the hair back a little bit more than I like it down. I get to see your beautiful structured faces.
Structured faces. I like that. I like it.
Who's older?
He's older.
By how long? 2 years.
About a minute.
That's how twins go.
And they're not twins.
But they look like the Bobbsey twins. They do.
I don't know anything about
I mean, they're good-looking guys, you know? But, you know, they're to me, they look like twins.
Bobbsey twins
Frankie's hitting on you guys.
All right, anyway.
Come on, let's talk about the band.
Yeah,
man.
What's going on with you guys?
We're starting to record our brand new album, actually. We're starting tomorrow. We're going to start laying drum tracks down. We're really excited to get it going. It's been a while since we've gotten to introduce some new songs to people. And we're actually filming the whole process. We're going to be putting up webisodes on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, our website. So everyone's going to get to kind of go behind the scenes and see the whole process.
Oh, wow. That's very cool. Like behind the scenes type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be really cool.
All right, so Mostiki, you play the drums, and your brother plays the guitar, and what's happening with you, man?
Like you said, we're recording the album, and what's cool about it is this is going to be the first time that we're producing it, recording it, mixing it all ourselves, all in-house. No help. So if it sucks, it's our fault.
Now, I had the privilege of hanging out with you guys and your dad, who's your manager and stuff, and man, Russ, they put you through hell. I heard. They, you know, it's like boot camp, man. Yeah. Jerry beats the crap out of you.
He puts me in a room and
they tell me this. They tell me, I mean, I was hanging out with them for about 2 hours, and they're talking about how they abuse the crap out of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you feel when you went to
Jason Newsted? What?
You know, how'd you feel when you went to Twisted Sister? They didn't treat you any different, did they?
No, not really.
They ignored you.
They locked me in a room and left me alone.
That's like the last bunch of guys you want to be around.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a rough crowd.
Well, I went through Mendoza boot camp to get all
How was that, by the way?
It was awesome. What? Yeah. Which one? Which part?
Well, Mark, actually, I was told that when you went to go fill in for Mark called up all the guys from Twisted and say, ignore him when he gets there. Did they talk to you at all there? Or did they just like ignored you?
No, they talked.
They talked. You know, were you saying that they welcomed him, Mark?
When did I say that?
I didn't say they said nice things.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
Hanging out with the guys. Man, it's a rough crowd, isn't it?
It is.
It's a really rough crowd.
First of all, I mean, they sent me off into an airport to go meet somebody that
never showed up. So here's Russ flying to, like, Europe.
I'm not sure
and he lands there, and everybody's speaking some weird language that
he
couldn't tell.
They said, wait, there's going to be a guy coming out with a bag of clothes over him. Just go walk with him.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D on AM 970, The Answer.
Looking back at the other day, I'm falling out. Everybody says I keep complaining. Think about the world and how it turns you out. Everybody says stop complaining. They keep on saying, look at me, please. You couldn't wait for now I'm sitting here all alone. And
answer.
We are online.
You now on the internet.
The World Wide Web.
Okay, what's the address?
Check us out by going to
therealradioshow.com.
970.
And iHeartRadio. Hey guys, it's Frankie D from The Real Radio Show. Check out New York's own J-Rad with their new hit single, Falling Apart, now on iTunes.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D, Saturday nights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
How was it to play? I mean, I know we talked about it last time you were on the show with J-Rad. How was it to play with Twisted? How was it, you know, on that big stage? Because 30,000 people.
Right, no, whoa. Let me correct this. It was a festival called Grass Pop, It was in Belgium.
It was 80,000.
And it was 80,000. Wow. 81,000 people. So the guys in the band, when I suggested Russell, because I wanted someone who could play similar to me. I didn't want someone to come in and have a different style. It's them big shoes to fit, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So, Phil. So, I convinced the guys to let Russell, and they knew him, but they were all afraid. They weren't afraid of his ability to play the songs. They thought he was going to get up on stage and see when the lights went down and you see the people, it's going to go, "People!" and just freeze. And I said, he doesn't care. He wants to impress you guys.
Right.
He cares. So, anyway, I'm watching the thing, and I could see the first time the audience lights went on, and this is Russell. It took about 3 seconds, and that was it. But he looked like, you know, deer in the headlights, man. I saw him.
Well,
he actually did it. The guys, I got calls from everybody going, "Wow, man, he really pulled it off," you know. And I got to say, he did a great job because I only sat with him a couple of times and rehearsed the songs, and I showed him the nuances and things like that. So
that's
he went
cool.
up and did it, and he did a great job. The guys really loved what he did.
Awesome. And actually, when Russ came on the show with J-Rad, when you guys won the show last time, we talked about this, you know, you playing with Twisted overseas, right. And you said that the crowd looked like a big flea market.
A flea market?
All right, I remember that.
Wait, Gino wants to add to it.
He knows nothing about
Gino it. Wants to add to it. 80,000 people, Gino. What did you think? Was St. Gennaro Feast or some
guy walking around going, "Souvenirs, here they are."
Wait, let's hear what Mr. G has to say. Right, Mr. Gino is going to give his input.
I'll explain what I meant by that.
No, but I just want to know, how do you get what you got out of what you've seen?
Okay. Yeah, drugs. I've been there. I want to know what you saw.
Exactly.
Was it like that?
No,
pretty much.
What it is, and you know, is if you look out into the crowd,
right
on the perimeters, there's all vending stands.
Wait! Out of all the hot-looking chicks in the first five rows,
he's looking at the pretzel vendors.
You're looking
at the
Zeppelins. You're looking at the pretzels and the Zeppelins on the side when you get all these beautiful young ladies from another country right in front of you.
Yes, here they are. Pick them up. You know
what the hell is the matter with?
I'm gonna tell you.
Let me ask the most sticky brothers. You guys, what do you guys think about this, man?
Well, what he doesn't know, we had to sit down with Mark before he left, and we were like, "Mark, we need you to get him out of the country for a while."
That's what it was about.
Well, when he left, Mark came in and did all the bass tracks for the album.
I played them all correctly.
The bass is already done. Yeah,
bass is done. I played them all already.
All right, go ahead. Please, you know, we'll give you time to.
In the perimeters, there's all vending machines.
Vending machines.
Yeah, it's cold.
Gino, Gino has a comment. Gino.
Gino again.
I can't even say anything to that one.
Relax. Go get a tattoo. Anyway.
There's vendors selling crap.
You know, right.
That reminded me crap. Of the flea market. Now, did you grow up in Queens?
I was born and raised in Brooklyn, but
all right, so you know Queens?
Yes.
You know Aqueduct?
Yes.
All right, when I was growing up, Aqueduct had a giant flea market.
I remember that.
Okay, so that's what it looked like to me. But you wouldn't know that, or anyone else wouldn't know that, because, you know, you're not from
I don't know. You know what? I do those shows all the time. You only played one. It doesn't look like a flea market to me. Where do you get off calling it?
Mark,
is 81,000 people in there going, "I want to rock.
Right, right.
And they're jumping up and down.
They selling
he notices the pretzel vendor.
He's like, "Ooh, gypsies."
Oh, look over there. Look at the cool T-shirts. So it is. Here they are. Pick them up. What is that? I thought you enjoyed this.
Maybe that's what kept him from getting stage fright. You know, yeah, exactly. Look at the vendors.
He's and looking at the wow, I wonder if that's a low-carb pretzel.
Man, what if they make them soft pretzels, man, with all that salt on it? Dun, dun, dun,
dun, when, dun. Well, it's over.
Rock!
Yeah.
I mean, so. I mean, really?
I didn't feel like I was at a flea market.
You just said it was like a flea market.
Well, I said it looked like a flea market.
Hey, look at that guy over there selling them hair products.
I never seen 81,000 people at Aqueduct.
Coming.
Maybe meant like there were so many people they looked like little fleas.
Yeah.
Coming. Coming.
That's it.
Coming to coming to Aqueduct Flea Market. Twisted Sister. No, all vendors.
No. Ross Zudo. He actually said he was going to be ready for all these questions. That doesn't look like you.
I didn't know the flea market thing was going to come back to haunt me. Oh,
you should have explained it better last time you were here.
I said the flea market. You're going to edit that whole chunk out, right?
Bro, she's going to take my place. I need you to do this for me, man. Go to Europe, play with the band, get on, play. Not only like play out of 3 SVT heads and like 80 speakers at like 100.
I mean,
the bass is louder than a jet plane landing.
Russell,
right?
I
he notices the pretzel vendor.
I want to ask Russell, did you turn around and say to the, you know, D and the guys, hey, dude, it's really cool being on that big stage, man. Saw a lot of cool vendors out there. Man, pretzels. You guys got pretzels out here. This is cool.
Is there a vendor over there selling some bass strings?
Did you tell them it was like playing in a flea market? Did you say that to D or any of the guys?
No. Nah,
they would have killed you.
I'm going to tell them.
They would
have had fun telling them.
Mark, they would have buried him in the cotton candy machine or something.
Listen, look, what he's not telling about is the rough time they gave him.
I want to hear.
It's a rough crowd.
I want to hear what happened. Did they abuse the hell out of you?
Really? Seriously?
No. I mean, of course.
He's
a brunt
of jokes. He thinks his band is funny.
What happened to you?
Nothing really. I mean, we went there. We played. You know.
That was it?
No.
Come on, the band. J-Rad wants to know. They want to laugh at your expense. I mean, guys,
they
don't
do
you want
all
to know?
The time.
Well, I'm sure more happened because more happens with us. I mean, there's constantly things going on around here.
We never laugh at his expense.
It's like you said, it's a big comedy thing.
All right, so what's the difference?
I'm in a band, Twisted, okay? I'm in a band with 4 of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life, and I'm number 5. And it's a really tough crowd. I mean, there's nothing that doesn't get like touched and made fun of. I mean, I'm serious. It's really bad. And he fit right in, but, you know, being a new guy, he was walking around with a target on his back. They tortured him.
So, guys, you got any shows coming up, or are you taking a little break for a little while working on the album?
Good engineering there, Frankie.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm not perfect.
Turn that on.
We have a show on October 26th, and that's at Revolution in Amityville, New York. And come on down.
Is there a website, Facebook page, something? Tell us where everybody can go check you out. I mean, really, this is a good shot. A lot of people in Europe still hear this show, and I want them to get used to hearing from you guys.
Yeah, the website is jradrocks.com, facebook.com/jradrocks, and youtube.com/jradrocks1234. I know that's long, but that's what it is.
All right, we'll be back after this on The Real Radio Show.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey guys, it's Frankie D from The Real Radio Show. Check out New York's own J-Rad with their new hit single, Falling Apart, now on iTunes.
The Real Radio Show with Frankie D, Saturday nights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey guys, it's Frankie D.
And Mark Mendoza.
And Chrissy the Car Girl.
And we are here to tell you about iLluminate from America's Got Talent. Hit it.
iLluminate wowed the nation on America's Got Talent. Now iLluminate is coming to New York with Artist of Light, an electrifying story told through music, dance, and technology. For tickets, visit telecharge.com today.
We are online.
You now on the internet.
The World Wide Web.
Okay, what's the address?
Check us out by going to
TheRealRadioShow.com
970
and iHeartRadio.
All right, we'll catch you guys next week. Take care. God bless.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Good night.